Over the years, we've talked to some people who have been involved in these hunts for big snakes down there in Florida. They have a season for it, or maybe it's even year round. I don't know. But
those Burmese pythons.
Yeah, those big pythons down there. And there's a story in the paper just the other day about now there's another species that they're going after. You know, they've got gators. They got gator problems down there. They got snake problems down there.
Lionfish.
But green iguanas are a big problem now, and the hunting is on for the green iguanas.
The ones that didn't freeze and fall out of the trees this winter.
They're actually eating these things now down in Florida. There was a story in the paper here by this reporter who went down there and participated in the hunt. And he says, since arriving in Florida from Central and South America in the 60s as part of the exotic pet trade, residents and government officials accused these iguanas of tearing up backyard gardens, collapsing canals, and displacing native wildlife. So it's open season on these right now, according to the state of Florida. Since 2023, anyone can trap or hunt as many as they want on designated public lands, provided they don't violate anti-cruelty laws. And these things are showing up in dishes.
Roadside taco stands.
Tacos.
Yes, I've read about that. Get your iguana tacos.
A biology professor at the University of Miami says, we have more non-native reptiles and amphibians than any place in the entire world. He estimates 26% of all species in Florida are non-native. These iguanas are, and these aren't like little chameleons. I mean, they're five feet long.
They're
weigh up to 17 pounds.
They're huge.
Their burrows can stretch more than 80 feet. They have, these burrows
huge
have led
claws
to sidewalks collapse because of the digging they do underneath their burrows and everything. Foundations, seawalls, patios. Most of them like to hang out in the trees, so they're hunting them. So it's not like they're, when they're shooting at them all the time, they're on the ground. A lot of times they're shooting at them in trees, and they really reproduce. Each female can lay 70 eggs per year.
Damn.
Yeah. This reporter,
iguana mama.
This reporter says a chef at our hotel in Key Biscayne was enthusiastic about helping us prepare the iguana. He had a recipe for iguana tacos.
What do you eat, the tail or those legs? I don't know.
He says iguanas, often called chicken of the trees, are a high-protein, low-fat meat popular across South and Central America and the Caribbean. They're sought after for tacos, burritos, curries, stews, and more, and have been part of the human diet for at least 10,000 years. You think we have anybody in our audience who has eaten iguana?
Yes.
You think so? South Central, have you been in South Central, South or Central America?
I know we have. I guarantee
the Caribbean?
We have.
Have you had iguana? How did you have it prepared? 360-733-5476. Text us.
The chicken of the seas.
Call us.
The chicken of the trees.
Email us if you have snacked on iguana. Would you? Would you try it?
Yeah. I would try it, sure.
I mean, I would too. I'd have to be in a taco kind of thing. I don't know that I would just, if you handed me just iguana meat, it'd have to be like deep fried or something. I'm not going to eat it straight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the, you know, with all the proper seasoning and stuff on it, sure, I'd try it.
Yeah, put some stuff on there.
Get some fry seasoning. Or
but
some
not the tail. I don't want the tail. I don't want tails.
Matt, so that might be the part.
I don't know. I don't know if I want that.
Well, here's Matt from Whidbey Island Taxidermy. He did our murder hornets and that I'm looking at right now, and those will always be special here. Hi, Matt. How are you? Hello.
Hey, Matt. Yo, Matt.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a lot of background noise.
Well, turn down your background noise. I don't know what that, you got background noise? I don't know what that is.
I'm getting the radio station from something from you.
Oh.
I don't know, something feeding back on him. But I guess he said he'd tried it in stew, and a stew, I thought he said in El Salvador.
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You tried it in a stew in El Salvador.
Yeah, I was at the airport.
Okay. Hold on. Did you say you were at the airport?
Yeah, I was. I was working with the airport authority down there in San Salvador, doing my trying to reduce wildlife strikes with their airplanes, and because the Navy had a contingent down there. This is when I was a biologist for the Navy.
Okay.
And we're driving around the airport, looking at all the wildlife issues and habitat stuff, and these giant iguanas were on these walls. And they were huge. And I just said, oh, you know, those aren't an issue with the airplanes. And a couple of days later, one of the airport guys invited us over for lunch. And they had cooked up a huge pot of iguana stew. And we were all kind of going, oh, great. You know, it was absolutely amazing. Of course, it tastes just like chicken, but it was wonderful. We ate it all the time down there, and it was great. So
wow.
They're eating iguanas in Florida. Have at it, because they're delicious.
So they were just with potatoes and carrots and some kind of...
Yeah.
Just like a stew, huh?
Yeah, okay.
That's your protein in there.
All right.
Yeah, they had some kind of local spices, and it was, the same, potatoes, carrots, that kind of stuff.
Was it one of those things, Matt, where you're like, I don't want to offend them by not tasting it, or is it... And so you did kind of reluctantly, or was it like, yeah, I'm going to eat this, I'll try this?
No, I was down there with, we had some people from the Smithsonian that we were collecting some birds to help identify the strike remains. You need pieces and parts. And so we were eating weird stuff anyway, but when they offered iguana, we were all over it. No, we've eaten weird stuff all over the world. And when we had a chance to eat those gigantic iguanas, we were all over that. So we ate it.
Do you know what part of the iguana, or was it like kind of all of it, or is it just the tail?
No, like you guys said, it was either the tail or the thighs, or they have
thighs.
A bear trap, maybe. I don't know. It could have been the tail.
Yeah. Iguana thighs.
Everyone should try it.
Yeah. All right, okay. Matt. All right. I'll throw some on the Weber this weekend. Thanks, Matt. Brad and John at KISN.com.
No one slows the tempo.